The declaration of faith, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, is the key to success, the key to salvation, the key to light, and the point from which our beloved Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began his journey. These words broke all bonds, severed all ties except those of faith, of love for his sake, and of brotherhood in his cause. Ties that transcend all considerations of race, class, nationality, caste, and color. Imam Muslim ibn Hijaj, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentions on the authority of Abd al-Rahman ibn Sakhar, Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that our beloved Prophet, the leader of mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that the Almighty Lord on the day of resurrection will say, "Where are those who love each other only for my sake? Where are those who love each other only for my sake? Today they will take my shelter in my shadow, and there will be no shadow today except mine." That will be the day, dear beloved, when every nursing mother will forget her suckling, and every pregnant woman will drop her load. It will be the day, as Abdullah ibn Abbas mentions, that this world, the life of this world, will be produced on that day in the form of an old lady, ugly, deep sunken eyes, teeth bending outwards. The Almighty Lord will say to the humans, "Do you recognize her? Do you, O mankind, recognize this old lady?" They will reply, "Allah protect us. Allah protect us. What is this ugly, horrible thing?" He will reply, "This is the sake, the world, for the sake of which one murdered the other, forgot kindness in mutual dealings, for the sake of which one envied the other, nursed grudges against one another, and thus you fell in her deceitful traps. By following it, the life of this world, following and following and following and being blinded by this world, and thus you have fallen in its abyss, the deceitful traps of this world. And thus the Almighty Lord will command that this old lady be thrown into hellfire, which in reality is the life of this world. And it will cry out, 'Let all those who used to hanker after me be thrown in there, in here with me as well.' Then the mighty, majestic, the just Lord will command, 'Throw in her, in there with her, every single person that hankered after her, that loved this world, that followed this world, that worshipped this world.' And thus it will be done. And thus it will be done. This is paradise and hell. As we speak tonight, paradise is igniting stronger and stronger and stronger, awaiting to be filled, awaiting its people. It is hungry. It wants people and people. It wants the evildoers, the wicked people, the wrongdoers, the disbelievers, the hypocrites. It is awaiting them as we speak. As paradise likewise is awaiting the people of paradise, and it likewise wants its people as we speak. For indeed they have both been created, these two destinations, these two places currently exist as we speak. And there are numerous ahadith and numerous verses that confirm this position. We begin insha'Allah ta'ala from Surah Ali Imran, confirming the existence, the current existence of paradise and hell. فتفضل يا مصطفى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين.
And march forth in a way that leads you to a forgiveness from your Lord and a paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the muttaqun, prepare for those people of righteousness, of piety. Now, prepared means that it currently exists. The Almighty Lord has prepared this for His believing servants, those who fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, those who abstain from His prohibitions. Know, O believer, as we are sitting here tonight, that paradise is prepared for you and no one else. Prepared for al-muttaqun, for the people of piety, of righteousness, of Islam. So know, walillahi alhamd, that the Almighty Lord has indeed, without any shadow of doubt, prepared a place for you in paradise. We ask the Almighty Lord, it be the highest of paradise. Likewise, hellfire has been prepared, but not for the Muslims. It is for whom?
وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
And fear the fire that has been prepared for the disbelievers. نُسَّرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْعَافِيَةِ. We ask the Almighty Lord that He takes away our faces from hellfire, from the scorching wind of hellfire. Likewise again, as you can see, Allah Ta'ala is saying to all of us humans, that fire is being prepared for those who have disbelieved. So fear the fire. He says, fear the fire. How do we fear the fire? By abstaining from that which He prohibited. And by fulfilling that, He has commanded. So, as you can see in this narration, it confirms again that hellfire is prepared and it currently exists. Sudratul Muntaha, a tree on the heavens. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this tree, and next to this tree he saw paradise, as mentioned in an authentic narration collected by Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari on the authority of Abd al-Rahman ibn Sakhar radiallahu ta'ala an, that he said, when Jibril brought me to Sidratul Muntaha, a tree in paradise, that was in the night of Isra'ul Ma'raj, the night of ascension. When he brought me to this tree, I saw it with veils that had colors I have never seen before. And then he took me to paradise, and I saw it prepared for the believers. Its lights were made out of pearls, and its soil was made out of musk. As you can see, again, he saw it, he witnessed it being prepared for the believers. In another narration collected by Muhammad ibn Isma'il al-Bukhari and Muslim ibn Hijaj on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any one of you dies, you are shown your seat by day and by night, and then informed if he is among the people of paradise or the people of hellfire. And his seat is shown to him continuously until he is resurrected. This is in your grave. Every single day, morning and night, you are shown your seat, whether it's in paradise, nasallahu dhalik, or in hellfire, abadan Allah min dhalik. This is every single day. Why? Because it is already prepared. Likewise, in the famous hadith of Bara' ibn Azib, that is known as the full detail of the soul's journey. When a call from the heavens is made, after Munkar wa Nakir, they judge or they question the slave in the grave. If he's a believing servant, a call from the heavens is called, announced. My slave has spoken the truth. So prepare for him a place in paradise. Open for him a gate to paradise. And thus, its scent, its beauty, it will leave him in the grave. It will make him comfortable, peace of mind. He'll be at ease. And he will say, Ya Rab, establish the hour. Despite his being in a state of beauty, ease, tranquil, comfort, yet he will still say, Ya Rab, establish the hour. Why? Because he sees that which is behind the gate is much, much better than that which he is in the grave, even though he is in a state of relaxation and comfort. Likewise, if he's a disbelieving servant, the cry will come out, my slave has spoken a lie. So prepare for him a place in hellfire, open for him a gate to hellfire, and thus its scorching wind, its heat, the blazing fire will come to him, and it will put him in more distress and more pain and resentment. And he will say, Ya Rab, please, do not establish the hour. Even though he's in punishment, over punishment, he will still say what? Ya Rab, do not establish the hour. Why? Because he sees his real destination. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a narration which confirms as well the existence of paradise and hell, is the hadith of Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that there was an eclipse in his days, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the companions asked him, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, we saw you reaching out to something as though you were picking up something. And then all of a sudden you were recoiling, going back, withdrawing. What were you doing? They said. See, they saw him stretching out to something, and all of a sudden he just withdrew. He said, I saw paradise, and I tried to grab a bunch of its fruits. Had I managed to grab that bunch, you would have eaten from that bunch to the end of your days. And then he said, I saw hellfire, and I have never ever seen anything so horrific or terrifying as it. And that confirms it in another narration, elaborates on this mentioning Hadith Anas ibn Malik, collected by Muslim ibn Hijaj, who said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, if you had seen what I had saw, you would laugh little and cry a lot. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what did you see? Why would we laugh little and cry a lot? What is the reason behind this? He said, I saw paradise and I saw hell. But out of Allah's mercy, we haven't seen it. We haven't seen it. Because if we do see it, we will not be able to do anything on this earth. Anything. Out of fear. So Allah's mercy, He's allowed it to be concealed, unseen. But we know about it and we believe in it. We believe wholeheartedly what Muhammad said to us. We don't have any doubt in this. We believe that paradise is for the believers and hellfire and its evil destination is for the disbelievers. So what do we do? Obviously we do work that will get us to paradise. And we do work that will get us against or further away from hellfire. And in an authentic narration, as you all know, the famous hadith, when collected by Muslim, Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal and Sulaiman ibn al-Ash'ath Abu Dawud, that when Allah Ta'ala created paradise, He said, Ya Jibril, come, go and have a look at paradise. And that which I have prepared, see, prepared, confirmation that it's already existing, prepared for its inhabitants. Ya Jibril, alayhi salam, went to paradise and saw paradise. And then he came back to his Lord and said, by your glory, whoever hears of paradise will enter it. So the Almighty Lord ordered that it be surrounded by all forms of difficulties, hardships, things that man does not like to do. Naturally, the human being feels sometimes uneased, uncomfortable. It's hard for him to do things which Allah loves. This is covered, surrounding paradise. So then he said to Jibril, Jibril, go back and have a look at paradise. So Jibril goes once again, sees paradise, and he sees it different. He sees all forms of hardship around it. So he goes back to his Lord and says, by your glory, I fear no one will enter it. Subhanallah. I fear no one will enter it. Why do you say this? Because it's surrounded now by hardship, by things that you would not like to do. You don't want to do. You don't like fasting in hot days. You don't like getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning and pray the Hajj prayer. You don't like to give charity because you like your money too much. You don't like. But Allah likes. These are hardships. But this is what will get you into paradise. And likewise, when He created hellfire, He said, Jibril, go and have a look at hellfire and that which I have prepared therein for its inhabitants. So he goes to hellfire. And he sees it. He goes back to his Lord. By your glory, anyone who hears of it will not enter it. So then he ordered that all forms of desire, lust, things that the soul is inclined to, it likes to do, haram. And naturally the soul loves to do haram. It likes ease, it likes comfort, it likes procrastination, it likes anything that is easy for it to like. It wants to relax. And this is what is surrounded by hellfire. So he told Jibril, go back to hellfire and see what I have prepared therein for its inhabitants. So he goes to hellfire. And he looks at it and he gets a shock. So he goes back to Allah and he says, by your glory, I fear no one is going to be saved from it. Nasr Allah al-Afiyah. May the Almighty Lord make us among those who are saved from it. Because indeed, this is a dangerous statement, a scary statement. Wallahi it is, brothers and sisters. Reflect, wallahi, ponder, contemplate about this statement. Every single time you see evil, you see that which you should not do, think of Jibril's statement, I fear that no one will enter it. Whether it's the forbidden gaze, whether it's walking somewhere haram, touching something haram, anything that is haram, think about this statement. I fear that no one will enter it. What does this mean? It means that naturally human inclination loves to do haram. So every time there is haram that confronts you, remember Jibril's statement. And every time that you think it's hard to perform, which is the fulfillment of Allah's obligation, think of the mentioning of paradise. Regarding the hardships, the difficulties that Allah has placed or surrounded paradise with. And thus, that will relieve you. That will relieve you. Hellfire is an abode of indescribable pain, tormentation, chastisement, pain, grief, resentment, remorse, sorrow, unimaginable. It is considered or described as a real and evident loss. The Almighty Lord has prepared it for the mischievous, evil, wicked people, the disbelievers, the hypocrites, the wrongdoers, as the Almighty Lord mentions.
هذا وإن للطاغين لشر مآب جهنم يصلونها فبئس المهاد.
This is so, and for the taghun, the wrongdoers, the transgressors, the disobedient, for them is an evil final return. Hell, where they shall burn. In subhanAllah, think about it. These are Allah's words. And the words of Allah Ta'ala are all truthful. There is nothing more truthful. If He says something, He means it. For the transgressors, there is an evil final return. Hell, He says, where they shall burn. And worst indeed is that place of rest. What is hell? Hell is ultimate humiliation and loss. Shame and disgrace. It is a prison. It is a prison where they are ambushed and ambushed day and night. Like in this world, have we got no prisons here? Yes, we do. There's many prisons here. And who is placed in these prisons? Besides those who have been oppressed. Who is placed? The corrupt people. They get judged, they go to court. There's a judge there, there's a jury, there's prosecutors, there's witnesses, there's defense lawyers and so forth, solicitors. They get judged and thrown into jail if they're convicted to be what they were accused of. But there's helpers here, there's witnesses, there's this, there's a defense, you're paying good money, you get out of it. You know, you may even pay, for example, the barrister or the lawyer or the judge, you know, on the side, a bit of bribe, this and that, and you get out of it. You'll get out of it. Because it's a corrupt system. It's a man-made kufr system, devil system. So it's corrupt. There's no justice in reality. It's corrupt. But not in the next world. Not in the next world. There is a judge. But he is the judge of judges. The king of kings. The master of masters. He is the sovereign. The master of the day of judgment. And he will judge every single one of us. And you cannot put on the side $50 and say, help me please. No. There is no such thing on that day. The only lawyer you have, the only aid you have is your deeds. That's all you have. It's not going to cost you much money. It really isn't. It's all for free. It's for free. Just do good deeds and you can have the best defense lawyer. The best solicitor. And the judge, inshallah ta'ala, will smile to you and say, paradise, enter it in peace. Nasrallah an ja'alna min ha'ula. Allahumma ameen. But as for those who are the sinful, the wrongdoers, they will not have any helpers, as Allah says.
رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ.
Our Lord, whoever you admit into hellfire, for indeed you have disgraced him. You have put him to shame. And the zalimin, the wrongdoers, the transgressors, they will never ever find any helpers. As for the location of hellfire, no one can give you the answer to this. No sheikh, no madhab, no teacher, no Muslim, no non-Muslim, no one knows the exact position of hellfire. As Imam al-Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi mentions, do not discuss hell. In other words, do not try to discuss its location, for no one knows this except the one that created it. And it is wherever Allah wants it to be. It is wherever Allah wants it to be. We don't even want to know who it is. We don't even want to hear its name. We want to keep far away from it. As for the names of hellfire, it has many names. Many names. We will, inshallah ta'ala, mention some of its names. Each one describing its severity. You know, sometimes when we listen to hell, we just take it sort of in a lax sort of position. We don't really think about it. Brothers and sisters, this is reality. We are reciting tonight from no other than the uncreated, most truthful word on the face of this earth, the glorious Quran. The Almighty Lord mentions this in order to admonish us, to warn us, to teach us. Not to just to listen to Tabarakallah and say Mustafa's voice is Tabarakallah. No. We are listening in order to recognize the reality of the unseen. For indeed the Almighty Lord is teaching us. Let us listen to the first name of hellfire, An-Nar, the fire.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
But those who disbelieve and belie in our revelations, in our verses, in the Quran, in the message that was brought to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed they are the dwellers of the fire, where they shall abide therein forever. No exit. No exit. That is their home. And you do not want to go there. You do not want to go there. Another name for the hell is Jahannam. Jahannam, and you probably heard this name many times. But when you hear it, say, وَلْيَعَذُ بِاللَّهِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Seek refuge of Allah Ta'ala when you hear the name of hell, any of its names. And there's a narration to confirm this, that in the morning after Fajr prayer, after Fajr prayer, you seek refuge of Allah Ta'ala from hellfire 7 times. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhabi jahannam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika 7 times. So whenever you hear the name of hellfire, استعيذ بالله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Jahannam, let us listen.
إن جهنم كانت مرصادا.
Indeed, hellfire, look at these words, is a place of ambush. Now what does ambush mean? SubhanAllah, the words that are used are so eloquent, classical. Is a place of ambush. Meaning that no matter where you go in that pit, in that bottomless pit, you are surrounded by it. Midsada, ambushed. There is no exit, left, right, top, bottom, back, front. You are ambushed by it. There is no escape. That's what it means.
لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا.
The wrongdoers, the evil ones, it is a dwelling place for them.
لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا.
Where they shall abide therein forever.
لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا وَلَا شَرَابًا.
They shall not have in it whatsoever anything cool, nor shall they have any drinks, as Allah says. Nothing cool, no drinks. And we're going to discuss in fine detail, insha'Allah ta'ala, to the exact food, to the exact drink, to the exact dress, everything that the people of fire will be receiving.
Illa hamiman wa ghassaqa.
They will not have anything cool to drink, nor any drinks, except an exemption here. An exemption. Boiling water. And dirty wound discharges. You know what this is? You don't want to know what this is. You don't want to know what this is. Can any one of us drink here today a cup of boiling water? And it's not like the boiling water of this earth. The boiling water here is 70 degrees stronger. The ratio is 70 to 1. 69 times more hotter. If you can't even touch the boiling water and it gets that, burn A plus of burning, what's it called? Well, whatever it is. You can't even sort of persevere on that or be patient about that. First degree, second degree, third degree, there's no degree in this one. It's just going to melt you immediately. It will melt you. It's called the melting degree. So, this is all they're going to have. Boiling water and dirty wound discharge. What is this? You will know, inshallah, in the near future. Yeah. I don't think you'll sleep that night, but no.
جزاء وفاقا.
Why did I receive this? The answer is here. An exact recompense for the evil crimes, for their evil actions. This is what they forwarded. You know, Allah Ta'ala told them this, they bought this. He told them this, they bought this. Why? Allah is telling you to do this. No, I want to do this. So, the just Lord's not going to oppress them. This is their destination. This is what their hands have forwarded. Listen carefully, dear creatures. Listen carefully. You know what Allah wants from you and of you. Do not get something else on the day of resurrection. You are hearing these verses most explicitly. Do not say, I haven't heard them. The weird one is, or the strange one is, or the sad one is, who hears this and sleeps after that. Without, who cares? Wallahi, the day will come where you're going to say, I should have cared. But it'll be the day where it's too late.
إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا.
See, they did not think of a recompense. They did not think of it. They did not care of it. They wasted their time with futile, trivial, frivolous things. Garbage, gibberish, crap. This is all there is on this earth. This is all there is on this earth. Anything other than that which Allah loves is gibberish. Useless. Of no use.
وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا.
And likewise they belied. They belied our verses completely. You say to them, تَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, fear Allah. Fear Allah. To what time are you going to be doing? What time? When you're in the grave, being hit by Munkar wa Nakir? La idri. I do not know. I heard someone say, oh, I think he's Muhammad. To that time? Can we have the air conditioners back on, please? To what time? So all their life was just this. That's all it is. Eating, drinking, dressing, playing, jest, mockery, laughter. That's all they cared about. 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you call in the morning, oh, I got a hangover. Too tired. Too tired? What, you living like a swine? This is exactly how they live. Now,
وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا.
See, not knowing that Allah is saying that everything that they did is recorded in a registration, in a book, in a record. Everything, small, medium, large. Everything has been recorded. There is no way you can hide anything. And they will get a shock on that day, a shock. An ultimate shock. What is this? At least nothing small or large, but has been written. And they get extremely scared. But is it going to benefit them? No. It's too late.
فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا.
So taste the result of your evil crimes, your evil actions, and we shall increase nothing except that which is torment. You want some increase? We can give you increase. We can give you more. but you will get no more but then torment. We ask the Almighty Lord that we are nowhere near that crowd on the day of resurrection. Name number 3, Al-Jahim, which is the blazing fire, as the Almighty Lord mentions.
وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِمَنْ يَرَى.
And the hellfire, the blazing fire, will be made apparent, explicit, will be manifested in full view to everyone who can see. And we all know that on the day of resurrection, the disbelievers will stare in horror, in fear, seeing the hellfire for the first time before their very eyes. They will be shaking, they will be scared, but to of no avail. Likewise, another name is Bi'sal Masir, the woeful refuge, the evil destination, as the Almighty Lord mentions.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَى عَذَابِ النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
And remember Ibrahim alayhi salam when he said to his Lord, "My Lord, make this city of Mecca a place of security and give its people provisions, fruit, those who believe in Allah and the last day." Allah Ta'ala answers him, "As for those who disbelieve," he says, "I shall leave them in contentment for a little while and thus compel them to a torment of the fire, and worse indeed is that destination." In subhanAllah, what a beautiful verse. I shall leave them in what? Contentment, excitement, relaxation, happiness for a little while. For a little while. And thus compel them to a torment of the fire. That little while is not going to benefit them. Would you prefer eternal bliss or eternal destruction? Naturally, we'll prefer eternal bliss. You know, when you get married, you know, the initiation of marriage is excitement. You're excited, you're getting married, this, whatever, however. But days go on. What have I done in my life? What have I done? Because not eternal happiness here. You know, the person, she dies out, he dies out. There's no more excitement in life. And just another thing in their life. There's no excitement no more. But in paradise, it's not like that. You will remain in excitement. And hellfire likewise. You will remain in destruction. So in this life, as the ayah mentions, that I will leave the disbeliever for a little while in contentment. But then I shall place him in a torment of fire. And we all know the narration of their resurrection. He will get the happiest kafir, the happiest kafir. He will dip him only once in hellfire, just once. The happiest kafir. And after just dipping him, just touching him, in hellfire. Have you seen any happiness? What does he say? Never. The hadith, never. And he will never ever think of the happiness he had. Why? Because what is going to come is severe. Another name is Bi'sal Mihad, the evil bed, the evil bed.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمْ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ.
And when it is said to him, "Fear Allah Ta'ala," he is led by arrogance and more crime. Enough for him is hellfire. And what an evil place that is, an evil bed. You know, when you talk to people today, they take it lightly or insignificantly. Fear Allah, brother. Fear Allah. Meaning, keep away from that which he dislikes. He takes it lightly. Be very careful. This verse might apply to you. So beware and listen with reflection and ponder over these beautiful verses. It is no other than admonishing us, warning us, against being of the crowd of wrongdoing. Another verse, or another name is As-Sa'ir, the blazing fire.
وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَتُنْذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ.
And we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, a Quran in the Arabic language, so you can warn the mother of towns, which is Mecca, and all that are around them, and warn them of a day of assembling, of a gathering, where there is no doubt therein, where a party of them will be in paradise, and a party will be in a sa'ir, a blazing fire. Another name is Bi'sal Wirdul Mawrud, which is the woeful place to which they will be led to.
يقدم قومه يوم القيامة فأوردهم النار وبئس الورد المورود.
He will lead his people on the day of resurrection. He will lead them directly into hellfire. And indeed, it is a woeful, evil place to which they will be led. And we all know on the day of resurrection that people will follow those who they worship in this life. For example, those who follow the cross will lead them. Those who follow the cow will lead them. Those who followed whatever. Everyone that followed an idol that was worshipped, that idol will lead him into destruction. So he will lead them and thus fall into hellfire, the abyss of a bottomless pit. Likewise, the name of hellfire is Su' ad-Dar, the terrible home.
والذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك لهم اللعنة ولهم سوء الدار.
Those who break the covenant of the Almighty Lord and sever that which Allah Ta'ala has commanded to be joined, which is the bonds of kinship, and make mischief on earth, on them is the curse. On them is the curse. And they will be led to an evil destruction, an evil home. Nasr Allah Ta'ala Afiyah. Look, I don't want to sort of bore you guys. It looks like people are getting restless. Would you like to continue this, or would you like to continue now, the names? What would you like to do?
Continue.
We'll finish the names, inshallah ta'ala. Okay. Another name is Dar al-Bawar. Dar al-Bawar, the house of perdition, the house of destruction, complete destruction. Dar al-Bawar. Fatafaddal ya Mustafa.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ.
Have you not seen those who have changed the blessings of Allah Ta'ala into disbelief and caused their people to be dwelling or to dwell in a house of complete destruction? And there are many people out there today that cause this. You know, you could be on a path of righteousness. Then someone drags you into the path of evilness, wickedness, mischievousness. Beware with whom or whom you befriend. Be very cautious. And we mentioned before, look at people as a predator. If he is going to guide you to goodness, take him. If he's going to guide you to evilness, and evilness he means that he does not remind you of Allah. He does not care about deen. He does not care about the hereafter. All he talks about is dunya, dunya, dunya. Keep far away from him. He is not a good friend. So another name is Dar al-Bawar. And this is a people who have changed the ni'mat Allah, which is the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, into disbelief and thus enter the house of destruction or perdition. Another name is Bi'as al-Qarar, which is an evil place to stay. Tafaddal ya Mustafa.
Jahannam yaslawnaha wa bi'as al-Qarar.
Hellfire. They will dwell therein. that will be burnt therein, and that is an evil place to stay. Another name is As-Sumum, which is the scorching wind.
وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ.
And the jinn we created aforetime from a smokeless flame of fire. Another name is Ladda, which is the blazing fire. فَتَفَضَّلْ يَا مُصْطَفَى.
كَلَّا إِنَّهَا لَضَى.
And by no means, it is no more than a blazing fire, the worst of settlement. Another name is Sakar, which is again the blazing fire. فَتَفَضَّلْ.
سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرْ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سَقَرْ.
I shall cast him in a blazing fire. And what would make you know what this blazing fire is?
لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَرْ.
It would spare no sinner, nor leave anything unburnt.
لَوَّاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَرْ.
Burning, darkening the skins.
عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرْ.
Over it is 19 angels as keepers, as guardians of hellfire. And inshallah we'll go in depth about these keepers of hellfire. Another name is Al-Hawiyah, which is the bottomless pit.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ.
As for he whose deeds, whose balance of good is light, for him is a blazing fire.
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ.
And what will make you know what this is?
نَارٌ حَامِيَ.
A fire which is burning fiercely. Likewise, the last inshallah, and we'll leave it at that, is Al-Hutamah, which is that which breaks to pieces.
كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ.
Nay, he will be thrown in a blazing fire, a scorching fire. And what would make you know what this crushing fire is?
نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ.
The fire of Allah kindled.
التي تطلع على الأفئدة.
That which leaps up over the hearts. And this inshaAllah ta'ala we will leave it at. We ask the Almighty Lord, dear beloved creatures, that we did not listen to tonight's talk and just take it as plea, mere play or a mere lesson that is heard and thus forgotten. Let us take it with admonishment, with reflection, with sincerity, with conviction, with acceptance, with love, with understanding, with implementing that which Allah Ta'ala loves, and abstaining from that which He does not like. The fire, dear beloved, is not an issue that is taken lightly. It is severe, it is serious. And inshaAllah ta'ala, our coming lessons will all be on the fire and then on paradise.